Good morning, and it could be evening when you listen to this, but I am happy that you've joined us. This is Winning Karma. My name is Kamlesh Dorji, and I am affectionately known as Cash, because nobody really forgets Cash, do they, right? So I'm originally from England. Just a background for you. I'm originally from England. I moved to the United States about 14 years ago, and I became a citizen this year as well. And I am broadcasting this show because I've always been into motivation, personal development, self-mastery, and I love to be able to inspire people to be the best that they can. So that's the format of the show. But today's show is very special because today's show is the 8th anniversary of Winning Karma. Now, Winning Karma has been around for 8 years, and we started off on a different platform, which, as I've mentioned before, I sort of came off that platform because I just felt that I was sidetracked into believing, it was a free platform, and then it became a pay-for subscription platform, but wasn't really informed about that. So I had this wonderful show, and it's not the money, it was the principle of the thing. Anyway, I'm not here to bicker, I don't talk negative, but I do want to say that I'm really... And I say this with the greatest love and honor for all of you. I want to say a big thank you to all of you who have supported the show over the years. And of course, by supporting the show, you've also supported me as well all these years. And I truly, gratefully, and humbly thank you for all the support that you've given. The friends, the listeners. And the listeners who become friends, I really want to express my deepest gratitude to you with the most sincerity and clarity that I can afford, because without you, there is no show. And the show and the premise of the show has always been to give you actionable insights and actionable ideas and things that can be used instantaneously, and actionable things that you can go away and learn from, absorb, and put to practice. So that's always been the goal, and a lot more is going to happen with the show. In fact, we're talking to somebody, and we may be going the video route. So things may be changing over here quite a lot. So in the next few months, you may see a pivot for us, and a pivot is good because the idea of change is the evolution process that happens to everything and everyone, and it's for the good. And so watch this space. Now, I'm going to reiterate, as we did before with the show, those of you who have been listening for a number of years, I'm really, really honored that I've had some amazing people on the show who have, and I'll probably bring them back, who have given a great momentum and impetus to the show. So I had Sanjay Patel, my good friend Sanjay Patel. He's definitely somebody I'd love to have back as a co-host, and I will do. And of course, Sri Kumar Rao, one of the most wonderful human beings that I've met, who's constantly full of joy and wants to express how we can be full of joy and laughter in our lives as well. And it's very similar to what I believe in. Even those of you who know me, I'm very faith-bound. I have a deep, abiding faith in God. I believe that we should never take God away from the equation. God helps those that help themselves. So ultimately, the goal here is to make sure that we all live a very fulfilling life, and self-mastery and emotional intelligence comes all into play. So I'm very glad that we have this opportunity on this show to talk to you. And I really want to, as I said before, say thank you again to all my friends, my family, and some of my friends who have become like family, and listeners who listen and give us great motivation and spur us to do greater things. Is that's what we want to do to you, for you as well. We don't want you to live an average life. I don't want you to live an average life. I want you to be able to go out there and work towards everything that you have dreamed of. Because believe me, there's a mechanism inside all of us. There's a tool inside of us. There is something that is inbuilt within us that allows us to excel. Now, the key is to drive change enough so we can tap into the inner reserves that we have and we can excel. And that is what we have to do. And we're not here to become whiners. We're here to become winners. We're here to encourage people. We're not here to discourage people. We're here to reveal people and show them the greatness that they have. And we all have greatness. And greatness is misunderstood as a word. The word greatness is not about, it's not about taking over somebody, and it's definitely not about encroaching upon somebody, and it's definitely not about pushing someone down so we can go up. No, greatness is about looking at the greatness of our human condition, and especially our spirit, and understanding that within us we have the capacity to expand our thinking. We have to expand our thinking. We can expand the results that we get if we expand our thinking. And that's why we have to be able to do that. And when we do that, when we expand our thinking as a logical corollary, as a consequence, we expand our horizons. We can also expand everyone else that's around us. We can help them to become better. We can help them to become leaders. We can help them to perform at the peak. I'm sure this is very simple and you understand this. And again, this is our, it's our anniversary show. So I'm really glad that you're here today and you're listening to the show, and but the anniversary show. So it's August 17th, and around, it was 8 years ago, we started this show, and I remember the very first broadcast. And my, how things have evolved in the podcast world and the technology world, and how the wheels constantly keep moving and evolving. So that's really the message I have. And I want to make sure that you go into the weekend, you dream of excellence, but more than just dream, you deploy actionable tips, you execute, and you get through whatever you need to get through. Because the world needs a warrior mindset, not a worrier mindset. We need to be warriors. And I don't mean that in a pugilistic way. I mean that in a way where we can be warriors. Our mindset needs to be durable. It needs to be very robust. It needs to be able to withstand the blasts of things that we'll be faced with, negative backlashes and the naysayers. So we have to be able to do this. And to do that, we have to be able to change. And if we change our thinking, we can change the results around us. I'm not just looking at dry theory here. I'm talking in practice. I'm talking about putting things into practice and then making sure that those things that we put into practice are actually executed and done and actioned. And once you do that, it's almost magical. It's like a magical technique, and it works. And it works. And as you continuously build upon this, it works. But going back and falling off will not help. There'll be times where we will fall off, and we'll fall off the track, but we need to get back right on the track, because we've got to understand what brought us to the table in the first place, right? And what brought us to the table in the first place was the thing that we have to look at. Start with the end in mind, okay? So again, a big thank you to all of you. There was no real subject today. I just wanted to come in the end and say thank you. But as things always happen, things will happen when I'm talking, and the thought process will start churning, and I'll express a few things to you. And of course, we'll be back very soon with more tips. And remember something. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. Don't let a setback draw you back. Don't let your mindset draw you back and get back into mediocrity and a mundane living, because life is wonderful and it's to be lived and it's to be cherished and it's to be it is about excelling. It is about excelling and helping others to excel as well. So with those thoughts, the three words we've always lived by and we always like to express and we conclude with is keep on winning. We'll be back soon.